Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by Haney University, haneyuniversity.com. Go there and sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out three times a week, and they will help you play better golf. All right, I'm on Twitter, too, at Hank Haney. And, oh, man, I have been spending, like, all day on the fact that my Twitter account got hacked. I got this message on Twitter, and it said, "Your account is being suspended because of complaints by third parties about things you're saying." And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, what did I say? So I go back on there and I think, who could this be? I mean, I think I've been pretty kind on there. I don't know. You know, you can't say anything nowadays. I mean, it's like, forget about free speech. There is no such thing as that. I mean, I'm thinking, if they can, you know, boot Trump off there, they're sure going to boot me off there. But what did I say? I've been tweeting about the Live Golf Tour a little bit. And I thought, okay, did I say something that, you know, pissed somebody off over there at, you know, the PGA Tour? I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I got to be honest with you. You know, I know they watch that Twitter like a hawk. And I thought, okay, what exactly did I say? Because I mean, I'm not, you know, let me explain something. I've been talking about this Live Golf thing a lot, and I am not like against the PGA Tour. I mean, I've got every reason to be against the PGA Tour, but I'm not against the PGA Tour. I like watching the PGA Tour, and I, you know, appreciate the greatness of the PGA Tour. I think some of the stuff they brag about, like all the money they raise for charity and stuff, I think that's a little bit, you know, a little suspect. I got to admit. I mean, I think that's a little suspect because I've lived in Dallas for, you know, 29 years, and the Salesmanship Club in Dallas runs the Byron Nelson Tournament. They sell all the sponsorships, they sell all the tickets. You know, they're all the volunteers for the tournament. I mean, who's the one that really makes the money for charity? I know that they claim to be, the Salesmanship Club claims to donate a lot of money to charity every year from the Byron Nelson Tournament. And the PGA Tour claims that same money. You know, I mean, if they're both claiming they donate, you know, $5 million a year to charity, that's $10 million. Well, why is it only $5 million? And, like, they're both claiming the same amount. But I kind of think the one that raises the money is the one that, like, is really the one that donates. But anyway, that's just a little you know, bone to pick there. I see the same thing in Phoenix where the Thunderbirds run the tournament. It's the most successful tournament on the PGA Tour in terms of the amount of money they raise for charity. The Thunderbirds do a fantastic job. They run all these concerts. They sell tickets. They sell sponsorship. They got 250,000 people out there on a Saturday. I mean, who's really raising all that money? They're at a PGA Tour event. But anyway, so that's just an opinion I have. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying that the PGA Tour isn't part of it. I mean, they're like, you know, they bring the circuits to town, but somebody else is running the thing. Somebody else is raising all that money, really. But that's just a little thing. It doesn't mean I don't like watching the PGA Tour. It doesn't mean I don't enjoy. I watch it all the time. I've been watching it for, you know, for my whole life. I mean, I coached on the PGA Tour for 35. I don't have a problem with the PGA Tour. It's fine. You know, I should have a problem with the PGA Tour, but I don't. But, I'm really on the side of the players, to be honest with you. because I feel like there's quite a few things that I kind of feel bad for the players. But I know people say, well, how can you feel bad? These guys make millions and millions and millions of dollars. I understand. You know, I just don't understand why they're called independent contractors when they're told how many tournaments they have to play. If they want to play somewhere else, they got to get a release. They may or may not get that release. If they do get the release, they have to pay them back in some other way. In other words, okay, we'll give you a release from playing at the AT&T tournament, but you have to play in it, you know, two out of the next 4 years. I mean, what? That's not an independent contractor. An independent contractor is you know, the company that came to wash my windows at my house in Flagstaff. They're independent contractors. And I said, you know, what does it cost to wash my windows? They come, they wash the windows, and they leave. I pay them, they leave. That's an independent contractor. The PGA Tour players aren't independent contractors. They may call them independent contractors. I don't think they're independent contractors. If they're independent contractors, they'd be free to do whatever they want to do. Why does the PGA Tour own the players' digital rights? I thought they're independent contractors. You're independent contractors, but you play there and they own all your digital rights. There's certain things I don't get. So I've spoke up about that. But I don't know. Maybe they're the ones that hacked my account, because now I'm off Twitter. I'm trying to get it back on. I'm working on it. But and now somebody's taken over my account. See, they've stolen my account, hacked it, and now they put some tweet out there that, like, I'm giving away PS5s, which I wish I had one. I give it to my son. I heard they're the greatest ever, the PS5s, the Sony PS5s. My son's dying for one. I can't find one. But now on my Twitter account, it says I got one, and if you sign up here. So whatever you do, if you see that on there, don't sign up, because it's not me. Somebody hacked my account. I don't know who hacked my account. Another friend of mine, Ron Mintz, who's on Twitter, and he's a great follow on Twitter, but now his account's been hacked too. And Ron Mintz is so pro PGA. I don't know how what they would have a problem with him about. Maybe it's not them. I don't know. It's just the first thing that came to mind when I got hacked. I thought, you know what? Something's weird here. Anyway, you know, and I couldn't find anything that I really said. You know what I did say? I said, I know the players, the PGA Tour is the only association of players that don't have representation. They don't. They call representation. They got a few guys on a board. You know, that's their representation. I thought maybe they got me for that. Maybe that's an inaccurate statement. So maybe I should say they have representation. What I meant to say really was they don't have a players association. The NBA has one. The NHL has one. The Major League Baseball has one. The NFL has one. They all have one. Golf doesn't have one. They don't have a players association, not one that represents them. No, they've got a few guys on a board, and they speak up for people, I guess. I don't know. There's certain things I don't think are right, but I hope I didn't like offend anybody over there. I probably did. You know, they don't like me anyways. PGA Tour, that's for sure. But I this whole live thing is not good. It's not. I don't like it. I don't like that this happened. I feel good for the players, to be honest, because the players, you know what, the players are going to do good off this. They're making a bunch of money if they sign with Liv. They're making a ton of money. You know, people, they're catching a bunch of crap for sure, because, you know, it's Saudi money and it, you know, blood money and the whole thing that everybody's you know, arguing about. Although I saw a poll on Twitter. And it was would you watch the golf if it was, you know, the Saudis, or would you not watch? And it was like 53% said they'd watch. It was a big poll, 21,000 people. 53% said they'd watch, and like, you know, only like 15% said they wouldn't, and, you know, a bunch of them said they didn't care who ran it, they'd still watch it. That's a problem. There's no doubt about it. But the real thing that I see with this Live Golf deal that I don't like is that it fractures golf. It's bad for golf. Now these tournaments have been so weak on the PGA Tour. I've been talking about this all year. They've been great lately. had a great leaderboard at the Hartford tournament. The U.S. Open was phenomenal, but it's a major championship. That's a major championship. The rest of these events are just like, oh my God. And there's been like 10 or 11 first time winners on the PGA Tour this year. Well, that's great. You know, it's a bunch of new stars. You don't get to be a star by winning one tournament. You get to be a star maybe by winning a major. You don't get to be a star by winning just one tournament. I mean, you see all the publicity that this Matthew Fitzpatrick's getting for winning the U.S. Open. Okay, that's different. You know, you win the Masters, that's different. The Open Championship, the PGA, you're a major championship winner. You get a lot of publicity, and people know who you are. You got a lot of time on TV, all that. But you win a tournament on the PGA Tour that hardly anybody's watching anyways. I mean, the Sanderson Farms, you win that. You think you're going to be a star all of a sudden? You have to win a lot of Sanderson Farms to be a star. I don't think that's necessarily how you build stars. But when you look at these tournaments and the fields are so weak, what's gonna happen now? They're gonna get weaker, and they're you know, after this tournament, the Hartford, it's gonna be weak. I mean, there's like 10 tournaments left, 9 tournaments left on the PGA Tour. You got the Open Championship, and then you'll have a decent field for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Those are the last 3 tournaments of the year. But the tournaments, other than that, the other 5 tournaments, other than those tournaments, they're going to be nothing. They're not going to be any good. And whatever they have in the fall is going to be terrible. It just is. They've lost a lot of good names to the LIV Tour. And you're gonna have to go hunt for where you watch those guys. I mean, they're not, you know, that they're on YouTube. The LIV Tour is on YouTube. They're not even on TV. So for the average golf fan, it's not good. And I think that's why, you know, one of the reasons why people are negative on it, you know, the people that are, they're thinking from a personal standpoint. But at the bottom line, that's how most people think, you know, what's best for me. And if they, you know, think it's not good for them, then they talk out against it. This isn't good for me because I like to watch golf. I like to see good fields, and I know the field's going to be weaker now, so it's harder to watch golf, and it's harder to follow golf. You know, one of the things I like to do is statistically, I like to follow golf. I love studying the statistics. If you listen to my podcast, you hear me talk about statistics a lot. I love to study the statistics, see how all the players are doing, and see, you know, what trends they have going. Are they putting better? Are they hitting it better? They're taking lessons from this guy. Is it working? Is his ball striking getting better? I love to track it. I mean, the PGA Tour has the best statistics because they've got every golf course lined up with all the lasers and shot link. This LIV Golf Tour, there's going to be no statistics. You know, maybe they'll get them, but it's going to be back in the dark ages. I have no idea how anybody played. I saw their scores. I have no idea how anybody played. Statistics tell the story. I don't have any idea how anybody played in that first tournament they had over there in London. No earthly idea. I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to follow golf? This is going to stink. This is going to suck. I got no way to tell how am I going to talk about golf? I can't tell how anybody's playing. I'm just going to look at their scores. I mean, that's what I used to do like 30 years ago, 40 years ago. No statistics. You know, best you're going to come up with is a guy hit this many greens, this many fairways. That's like in the dark ages for statistics. So that's not good just from a personal standpoint. Not having good fields isn't good because I want to watch the best players. I'm not trying to hunt out who the next up and comer is. He'll make himself an up and comer. Win the Masters, you'll be an up and comer. You know, win the Sanderson Farms, I don't care. You know, that's a nothing. You know what that is? That's an exhibition. That's what it is. That's an exhibition. That's what the commissioner Monahan called all the LIV tournaments. Called them exhibitions. Oh man, I got some thoughts on that. I'll share those with you when we come back. If you've got muscle soreness, aches and pains, joint pain, and arthritis pain, my product Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is the best product you can use. It's clinically proven. It has 11 anti-inflammatory ingredients. It's a patented product, and I give you a free 2-week supply. It's just not there's not a sign-up thing. You get a free 2-week supply. All you got, you know, it's not a monthly deal. Keeps hitting your credit card. No trick thing like that. It's a free 2-week supply, and you try it out. And what's going to happen though is you're going to like it. It's going to help you. And then I'm telling you, you're going to order some more. So if you haven't tried this product and you've heard me talk about this offer, I don't know what you're waiting for. Everybody's got something that bothers them. I know I do. And I had a headache the other day, tension headache. I don't know what from, but anyway, tension headache. You rub it on your forehead, your jaw, your neck, headache's gone in 5 minutes. The product's absolutely fantastic. So give that a try. All right, we'll be right back. I want to talk about this exhibition thing.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I love this talk about how the LIV tournament was nothing more than an exhibition. Why was it an exhibition? Because there was 48 players? I guess it was an exhibition because it was 54 holes. All right, well, some tournaments on the PGA Tour are 54 holes when something gets rained out. It was an exhibition because it was a shotgun start. I mean, that's just a... You know, some people think the shotgun starts good. Everybody's on the course at once. You get to watch a lot more golf. You see all their best players playing. They showed a lot of shots on that live broadcast on YouTube. It was actually pretty good. Is if you just like watching shots, you get to see a ton of them. I don't think that makes it an exhibition. It's different. Okay, hey, give them up. I give them a prop for trying something different. I love the short field. I love 48 players. I want to see everybody out there playing. I like that they're out there at the same time. There's no advantage. What a huge advantage at the U.S. Open. Everybody that teed off early and late had the huge advantage at the U.S. Open. Huge. That goes away with a shotgun start. So there's certain things that are good about it. I don't know if that makes it an exhibition. Anyway, it's an exhibition because it has no cut and everybody gets paid. Yeah, maybe. What did they just announce on the PGA Tour, by the way, the other day? They just announced 8 new tournaments or shorter fields and no cut guaranteed money. Are those exhibitions? You know what? Everything's an exhibition, isn't it? Everything is. It's except for the 4 major tournaments. You know what? Come to think of it, everything's an exhibition in every sport. I mean, Major League Baseball has 30 teams that play 162 games. What are those games? I mean, they determine if you make the playoffs, but really it just boils down to the World Series. All anybody cares about is the World Series. They play 4,860 games. Those are not really games. Those are exhibitions. The NBA has 30 teams that play 82 games. That's 2,460 games that aren't games. They're exhibitions. NHL does the same thing. NFL does the same thing. All that matters is the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl, the NBA championship, the World Series. That's what matters. The PGA Tour has 47 tournaments. You know what? All but 4 of those are exhibitions. I mean, that's what they are. It means something when you win the Masters. It definitely does. It means something when you win the British Open, the Open Championship, the PGA. You know, those mean something. You know, I mean, the U.S. Open, that means something. You can tell it's different. It's the best field. It's the best players. It's the ultimate. You win. The golf has 4 majors. All these other sports just really have one conclusion. That's what they have. You know, you either win the Stanley Cup or you don't. You don't have 4 tournaments. Golf has 4 majors. Those are the 4 tournaments. You could argue that everything else is an exhibition. That's all it is. It's entertainment. The golfers are entertainers. That's why when you watch entertainers, do you want to watch somebody that you think is the next up-and-comer? Maybe you do. But you know what you like to watch? You probably like to watch somebody that you think is a great actor, or a great singer, a great entertainer. That's what you like to watch. And you know what? How did they get that? They had a reputation. A lot of those players on the Live Tour, they're players you've seen. There's players you've watched for years. Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson. I mean, now Brooks Koepka. I mean, he's a 4-time major champion. He's a well-known player. They got 10 major championship winners. Those are the people that have gotten tons of publicity. It kind of is an exhibition. But what is a PGA Tour event? You win Live Tour 1 tournament. You win that, or you win the Byron Nelson. What's the difference? Byron Nelson's that's an exhibition. It's not a major tournament. There's only 4 major tournaments. That's what there are. You know what the biggest exhibition of all is? It's the one everybody loves to watch, the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is an exhibition. That's all it's ever been. That's all it's ever going to be. It's never going to be anything more. It's an exhibition, and it's great. I love it. I love to watch it. I can't wait for it. I love to talk about it. It's fun. It's an exhibition. So I don't get the knock that the Live golf tournaments are just exhibitions. That's all a tournament is on the PGA Tour is an exhibition, except for the 4 majors, the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA, and the Open Championship. Those are the 4 tournaments. Everything else is an exhibition. So when they say that's not a tour, they're just a bunch of exhibitions. What's the PGA Tour? And in fact, they just announced 8 more new exhibitions. Oh my gosh. I mean, how much can you contradict yourself? Crazy. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. I can't wait to watch more exhibitions. I just like to watch golf. But you know what I really like to watch is when the best players are playing. And you know what? That's not going to happen as much. Anyway, hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. So you get the Hank Haney podcast. Appreciate everybody listening. Thanks for the support. I'll be up running on Twitter, I hope, soon when they figure out who hacked my account and get it back to me. But in the meantime, keep listening to the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.